Okay. The Mishnah says on the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, Hashol ha-sapora v'shol ha-balei ha-ima, ha-socher balei ha-ima, shol ha-bailem ha-socher, and v'achar kach shol ha-sapora v'meisa, potu, shenemar in baile v'imo lo yishol. The Mishnah says that if a person shol ha-sapora, but he also borrows the bailem, or rents the bailem for work. So not only is he taking the par of the bailem and using it, but he's also taking the bailem as well. So the Mishnah says he's potter because of a pasuk, bail of imo lo yishalim. There's no chiyav on a shoel to pay even for own sin. There's no chiyav on a shom esocha to pay for gneva v'aveda if there's bail of imo. Avol says the Mishnah, shol esapar v'achakach shol esabailim osochran u'meisa chayim. Shenemar bail of imo shalim yishalim. If the bailim were nishalu after the shel esapar, so then the p'tur bail of imo doesn't apply. Meaning the bailim have to be nishalu either v'asachas with the para, or they have to be nishalu before the para, and then the p'tur bail of imo applies. Zok the Gemara. Midikatoni seifa v'arakach shol esapar, mechlal dereisha biktoni ima ima mamish. The fact that in the seifa it says achakach shol esapar, that's the only time that Baal of Imo doesn't apply. So it sounds like when it says Imo in the Mishnah, it must be talking about Imo Mamish, right? Because the Reisha has two cases, either Imo or Shalas HaBailim V'Achakach Shalas HaPara. So the fact that it says Achakach Shalas HaPara, right? That's not talking about the Sefer, it means the Sefer of the Reisha. The fact that it also has the case of achakach shol esapar, it sounds like the reisha dereisha is ima mamish, that you're doing it b'vasachas. In fact, the Gemara, ima mamish mimishkachas la par b'mishichu b'ailam b'amira. How can you have b'ail of ima mamish? Ima mamish. Par b'mishichu b'ailam b'amira. The para, the dine shor machal b'mishichu sapara, tiknu mishichu b'shomrim. But the b'ailam anishalu la shoel b'amira b'alma, the b'ailam amishtabed to the shoel b'amira b'alma. So it's not b'vasachas. So how does the Mishnah say ima mamish? There is no case of ima mamish. So the Gemara gives two answers. Ibo is saying, might be going the kaima par b'chatzera the shoel lo mechser mashicha. One possibility is that we can push up the chiyuv of the shomer, meaning we can push up the chalo shmira, that if the par is omedes b'chatzera shel shoel, so it's lo mechser mashicha, so then b'ailam b'amira and par b'amira as well, because immediately b'amira, the chiyuv v'sham are going to be chal. Ibo is saying that the armalei ad guf chalot ishor alad shas mishichas parasa. The other option is to push back the bail of imo, the time that the bailam anishalu to the shoel. If he makes a special tonight, so then you're not going to have bail of imo until mishichas sapara. So therefore, it's going to be ima mamish. So there are two options: either to push up the chiyuv v'shamim, or to push later the din of bail of imo. Okay, so those are the two ways that you can have ima mamish in the Mishnah. So many of the Rishonim here are troubled. It seems as though from the Gemara, bailam b'amira, in a normal situation, the time that the bailam becomes sho'ol, becomes socher to the shomer, that's b'shas amira, time that they mishtabed. As Rashi writes, bailam b'amira, misha'omelo harei parasi v'ani nishalo lecha, habigufo sho'olo. That at the moment that the Bailim agree to be Mishtabeh to the Shomer, it's Bailavimo. They're called Sho'olo, they're called Socherlo, and the dinner Bailavimo is going to be Chal. So, Fek Taisis on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, it's actually a Taisis that belongs on the Amud Beis, but it happens to appear on the Amud Aleph. Taisis asks, how can that be? We have a Sugi later on in that Tzadi Zayin that says Beferish, that Be'idan Avidatayu Kesheva Be'Bailam Damu, but Shalom Be'idan Avidatayu, it's not. You need Beshas Melacha. Which Gemara is Tosis referring to? Gemara that Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis quotes a memory of Rava. Amar Rava, Makri Dardiki Shas B'Tavcha V'Umna Safer Masa Kulhon B'Idin Avidatayu Kesheva Be'Bailam Damu. These are all cases of people who are Socher to the Bnei Ha'ir, or they're Sho'ol to the Bnei Ha'ir, whatever. Right? Some of the Socher that they're hired by the Bnei Ha'ir to do work. Makri Dardiki is the Malamed, and the Shasla is the planter, and the Tavcha is the butcher or the shoychet, umna v'safer masa, the barber, and the uman, the maker's dam, the doctor. So all of these individuals, since they're socher to the Bnei Ha'ir, says the Gemara, kulam be'idna v'detar k'shela b'bailam damo. So Since there's socher to the b'nei ha'ir, it's like she'el b'vailin. If someone were to be shoel something from the makir d'arati, from the shasla, etc., he'd be potter from onsim, he'd be potter from everything, because it's b'ayla v'imo. The fact ta'isis, in the lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like the Eden of the Tavcha, she'el b'vailin though. It's got to be when the makir d'arati, when the shasla and the Tavcha are actually working for the b'nei ha'ir. But before they're working for the b'nei ha'ir, just m'shas samira, there is no she'el b'vailin. We don't treat it as b'ayla v'imo. The Baal is not nishal at that moment. So you see, fakir to magimar. That's the Tosis kashin. Harav b'mishicha b'ayla b'amira hikshiri v'am d'amal kamam b'pirkin shas l'tamcha v'umna b'safer masa kula b'idin avinatayu kishela b'vaylam d'amal mashu d'shelo b'idin avinatayu lo harishela b'vaylam. And yet here we're saying b'ayla b'amira. Taka kashin. The Tosis answers that you have to interpret b'ayla b'amira differently. It's lav dafka. B'ayla b'amira is not exactly what you thought. Yeshlomas is Taisus Labdavka beidna vidatayu, al Vishas Alichosan, Achilu Mizaman Atzman, Lele Velaslos, Choshe beidna vidatayu. Bailan Bamir is Labdavka, and beidna vidatayu is Labdavka. They're both Labdavka. They have to sort of meet part way. The Idna vidatayu means where they're Mizaman, Lele, Lemalachta. They're getting ready, or Vishas Alichosan, when they're actually going. It's not when they're working. It's when they're going to work, when they're preparing themselves to work. That's when beidna vidatayu begins. Avovada mishas amira shel kodem psak malacha, whereas some of the achronim have mishas amira shel pisuk malacha, when they're negotiating exactly what the price is going to be, says taisus lochoshu shela b'bailam. That's not called b'ayla v'imo. So b'ayla b'amira doesn't mean b'amira. It doesn't mean when the b'ayla m'mishtabe. It means when they're mizam n'atzman loleches, or when they're holchem l'malachtan. And that's what b'idin avidatayim means also. Doesn't mean when the Safar Masa, when the Shasta, when the Makri Darbiki actually are working for the B'nai Ha'ir. It means when they're getting the haircutting utensils ready, when they're preparing their landscaping materials to cut the trees. It means when they're mezamin themselves, when they're going to the Malacha, that's when the status of Sho'ul B'Bailin begins. Before that, he's not Sho'ul B'Bailin. Just at a time of Pisuk Malacha, they're arranging, they're being Mishtabe, there's an Amira, that's not enough, says Tosfos. It's got to be when they're going to the Malacha or when they're Mezamin Atzma, when they're preparing themselves to go. Where did Tosis get this from? That there's a distinction between Halicha LeMalacha and Pisuk, Amira of Pisuk Malacha. So there's another Gemara earlier that seems to mention the distinction between Halicha LeMalacha as opposed to Amira. And that is the Gemara that talks about backing out from a Schiris Pali. This is a Gemara that I involve in the base. In Hasocher Sa'umnim. Gemara and Ayin Vav on the base quotes a Braisa, about five lines before they get very wide. Gemara says, "Asocher so omnim v'hitu es balabayis, so balabayis hitu osa. Ein lo henzel ze ela taromis." They fooled each other. The balabayis wanted to make sure that he'd have workers, so he hired the workers, but it turns out there's no malacha for them. He got someone else. Or the omnim wanted to make sure they'd have work, so they told the balabayis that they'd work for him, and then they decided not to do it. So the Braisa says that there's a taromis. Each one can complain to the other one that you made a deal with us, but you didn't stay by your deal. It's only taromis. You can't be mechayev the mamon. Amedvar mamurim says the Braisa shlo holchu. This is only talking about shlo holchu. They didn't go to the malacha. Avol holchu chamorim v'lo matzu tvua. Polim u'matzu sadek shilacha. But if the chamorim, the people who were supposed to take their donkeys and gather up the tvua and carry it, they came, they didn't find any tevuah in the field. Or the Paulim came and they saw that the field was wet and they couldn't plant it appropriately. No sin lehen scharen misholem. So then the Balabayas has to pay them full. If they didn't go to the Malacha itself, so then they only have taromis. The Balabayas for the Poel, the Poel for the Balabayas, they only have taromis. There's no tviyas maman, as Rashi writes. Ein lehen zel zel le taromis, da omo lehen taskiru atzvachem lacherim. Dinu nami omrulei, ki hoda behut seyu schor acherim. The Poelim can say to the Balabais, you go get someone else. And the Balabais can say to them, you hire yourself out to someone else. Obviously, we're talking about a case where they're not going to be mafsid, where there still is work for the Poelim, and there still are Poelim for the Balabais. If they're going to be mafsid, then clearly they're going to be able to be Tovea. But if they're not mafsid anything, all they have is taromis. They do have taromis. Each one can complain to the other one that you made a deal with us and you didn't keep with it. But you can't demand any money. Why? The key words are the hadvarim ba'alma ninu. It's only words, it's dibur ba'alma. So So he's mechusar amona, he's not trustworthy. There can be taromes for the fact that they're backing out. Because it's only dima ba'alma, there is no tviyas mama. That's what the Gemara says. So l'chora, the question is, how much can we apply this principle to our Gemara as well? You find from the Gemara that I involve in base in terms of chazara, backing out from schiras paralim, that there's no tviyas mama with just dvarim ba'alma. The question is, when it comes to ba'al avimo, to determine whether the ba'al avimo viewed as a sho'ul, as a socher, to the shomer, do we use the same principles? Do we say that the key moment is when there's going to be a tfiyas mamon? Right? If there's no tfiyas mamon, if you don't go to the malacha, so then there's no tfiyas mamon to back up from sechiras polim, so the same should be true by ba'al avimo? Or should we say no, that when it comes to ba'al avimo, even at the stage that there would only be taromes, even if there's only amir ba'alma, there would be the status of ba'al avimo, the ba'al is considered sho'ul, socher to the shomer. So presumably what Tosis is saying is that there's a direct comparison. That the only time that the shame socher, the shame sho'ul kicks in is when there's going to be a tfiyas mamon. So if the Gemara on the Dafayin Vav Amud Beis says that it's only when they go to the malacha itself, that's only when the tfiyas mamon applies, the same will be true by Baal Avimah. The only time that the Baalim are going to be considered sho'ul to the shomer, that's when there would have been a tfiyas mamon if they back out. And that's only at the time when they go to the malacha itself. So Taisus is looking at the Gemara Dafayin Vav Amud Beis as the paradigm, as the makar for the chila between halicha l'malacha as opposed to just amir. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Ravid, who presents this as a Shita, but then he quotes he mentions a different Shita as well. Ravid is a sofik. When should we say that there's ba'al and ba'al? First, the Ravid says, Hay amir alav amir b'lachudhi, v'abaya aschala b'malacha, o ba'alicha l'malacha. So at first the rabbi wants to say that you need halicha l'malacha in order to have the din b'alav imo b'chal. Exactly the same as Taisus. That's one approach in the Gemara. That b'alav b'amira doesn't mean amira. It means when they actually go to the malacha, when they mezamen themselves to go. Inami says the rabbi, maybe not. Inami hodu b'ina nischilu o holchu hanimili l'chiyuvei mamona. Avol taromis mia islahu. The Ravid invokes the Gemara in the Ayin Vav Amud Beis. He talks about Chiyuv Mamon and Taromis, similar Lashonos that we have in Ayin Vav. So the Ravid says that which we say that you need is Chilu or Halicha L'Malacha, that's only for a Chiyuv Mamon, for a Tviyas Mamon, like by Chazara from Sechiras Polim, if you want to back out from Sechiras Polim. But there still is a Taromis. Bidvarim Ba'alma, there still is a Taromis. Alma says the Ravid, Kolechad Lohadri Bahu Ba'amir Ba'alma She'ulin Ninhu. The fact that there's a taroma, says the Ravid, that proves that the shame sho'ul is already chal b'sha samira, should be chal b'dibur ba'alma. As opposed to Taisus, as opposed to the Ravid in the first pshat, that they're both assuming that obviously amira is meaningless. If all you have is a taromas, you can complain, but there's no tviyas mamon, so this shame socher, the shame sho'ul, can't be chal b'sha samira. It must be that ba'alma b'amira means when they go to the malacha. The Ravid in the second pshat says no. Even though there's no chiyuv mama, but there still is taromes, and the fact that there's a taromes means that something significant happened then, even at that stage. So if something significant happened then, it makes sense that the shame shoel, the shame socher, can be chal b'shas amir. What is the Ravid saying? What exactly was chal b'shas amir that there can be taromes? What was chal? There's no chiyuv mama, but what is it then? There's no chiyuv mama, but there might be n. And Issa, right? There's an Issa to be chosebel. If there's a taromas, that's an indicator that there must be some kind of an Issa to be chosebel. That's why there is a taromas. He's mechusar amona if he's chosebel. So apparently the Ravid in the second pshat is saying that even if there's no tviyas mamon, the very fact that there's an Issa that's chal be'osa shah, and that's what generates the taromas, that Issa means that there's a relationship between the two. The shame shoel, the shame socher, obviously was chal, and that's what creates the Issa, which generates the taromas. This is what the Ran seems to say. The Ran echoes the Ravid sentiment. But he adds a posuk, he adds a little teeth to it. What does the Ran say? Bailam ba'amira da'amira d'duka ascholas malachahi, u'ba'amira ba'al machoshim nishal b'chsiv sheiris yisura lo yasu avla v'lo yadabru chosim.
The
Zokta Ran, there's an Isser to Dichol Zubo B'Shas Amir. Sheres Yisrael Lo Yasu Avla. It's also to do an Avla, to do something that's not right. It's also to back out. The Ran seems to be saying that the reason why Bailam Bamira is because since it's also to back out, that makes the Bailam a Nishal Mishas Amira. And that seems to be what the Ravid is saying, that even if there's no Tviyas Mamon Mishas Amira, there is a Taromes. Taromes is a simen ladova that there's an issa to back out. Once there's an issa to back out, then the shame shol, the shame sacher has been chav. Yes?
I think it's really
more
that you only...
Shasta b'tavcha v'sacher masa. Yeah. We're going to get to it. That's the next point. Excellent. That's a good kasha. So that's what the Ravid and the Ran seem to be saying. That Bailam Bamira is to be taken literally. Bamira ba'alma, the Bailam are becoming a shol to the shomer. So there will be Bailav, there will be Bailav Imo, even Bamir Ba'am. So the question is, Zacchaeus, how's the Ran in the second day in the Ravid going to explain the Gemara later on? That's Tzadi Zayin. Taisus says, from Machidar, the Kishas, the Tavcha, Safra Mosa. Right? The Gemara says, the Eden of Itatayah was Shelah Ba'ilim, but Shelah Be'Eden of Itatayah sounds like not Shelah Ba'ilim. It tells us that they stand on their heads, that the Eden of Itatayah was Lavdafka, Bailav Bamir is Lavdafka, it's somewhere in the middle. But the Ravid in this one day and the Ran, they're not standing on their heads. They're saying Bailam Bamira is literal. Bailam Bamira means Bamira. So it's Bamira. So what does the Gemara mean? Be'idin avidatayah kishel v'bayam damu. Even before be'idin avidatayah. So the answer is that you got to look at how the Ravid understands that Gemara and that's Zion. If we see the perish of the Ravid on that Gemara, then we'll probably get an answer to this question as well. What does the Ravid say? What does be'idin avidatayah mean there in the Gemara? So, the Ran actually has the kasha. The Ran's troubled. What's the chiddush of the Gemara then? Vim tomar, my kamash v'lam pshita, my shnahani denaka. Why does the Gemara pick these cases? The Eden of Itatayah, the Sheila b'Bailam. What's the shail? So the Ran quotes the Ravid. We'll get to the Ran shita himself in a moment. But the Ran quotes the Ravid, who says, because of a Ravid Zadachi, I mean a Beidin Avidatai, Lav Dafka B'Shoa Sha'osin, El B'Shoa Samyuchados L'Melocha Ka'amah. It's not Beidin Avidatai, it's also Lav Dafka, but not Lav Dafka L'Avidatai, so it says a little bit different. The Ravid says, Beidin Avidatai means B'Shoa Sha'osin, Shoa Samyuchados L'Melocha. Shekevan Shalakachin Omdim, Bailavim Akarina Be, Kedemin Beresh Pirkin, U Bailam Bamir. The Ravid says, what does Bailam Bamir mean? Over here it means B'Shoa Samyuchados L'Melocha. The times that normally the Safar Mosa and the Shasla and the Umna, they work. If they have 9 to 3 hours, so during that entire time, if someone is going to borrow something from them, that's Be'idin Avidatayu, and that will be a Din of Shelah B'Bailam. That's how the Ravid learns that it's Sha'os HaMiuchados L'Melacha Ka'amar. The Sha'os Yeduos, they have specific hours to work, so during those hours, it's going to be Shelah B'Bailam to anyone who borrows something from them. The person who borrows from them is going to be Potter. Mamish unbelievable. Person who borrows from the Safar Masa during the time that he normally works, he has certain hours, 3-4 hours during the day that he works. So anyone who borrows from him is going to be potter because it's Bailav Imo. The Rush also mentions the Ravid, but he expands a little bit on it. What does the Rush say? Again, the Ravid holds that it's not Be'idin Avidatayu Mamish when they're doing work, but it's Bizman Haroi L'Malacha, when it's normal for them to do work, when they're Mechuyev to do work. They can't get away from it. The Ravid says that because they're meshubah to all of the Bnei Ha'ir, it's going to be Sheila B'Bailam during that entire period of time. The Ravid has two chidushim over here. First of all, it'll be Sheila B'Bailam to all of the Bnei Ha'ir, not just to someone that they're working for. In fact, it'll be Sheila B'Bailam to all of the Bnei Ha'ir even before they start working, as long as it's during the time that it's Roy L'Malacha, when it's normal for them to work, when they're meshubah to work. What's more, it'll be Bailav Imo even without Amira B'chlal. There was some kind of, there was an arrangement earlier, but there's no Amira now, they're not talking now to anyone. Once there's that arrangement earlier, the Ravid holds that there'll be Bailav Imo during the time that they're meshubah to work for everyone. That they're meshubah to work for all of the Bnei Ha'ir, whether they're working for the Bnei Ha'ir or not working for the Bnei Ha'ir. That is the Ravid Shita. So based on the Ravid, we can answer Tosis Kasha. Ravid holds that the Eden of Itayah by Shasta V'Tavcha is a Zman Kavua. They have a Zman Kavua. During that entire Zman Kavua, it's the Eden of Itayah. So Ken Zayin, the Ravid, will say that Bailim Ba'amira, even if we'll claim that Ba'amira Ba'alma the Baal really will be considered a Sha'ul to the Shomer, but that's only if there's no Zman Kavua for him to do the Malacha. But if he has a Zman Kavua, so then before that Zman Kavua, it's not Bailim Ba'amira. Shasta v'tavcha v'safamos, according to the rabbi, is the exception to Bailim Ba'amira. Taisis yes takasha, there seems to be a stira. The Gemara in Sadi Zayin says Be'idin Avetayu, and the Gemara in Sadi Dalan Amei says Bailim Ba'amira, it's doch a stira. The Taisis says you have to say both are lav dafka, it's somewhere in the middle. The rabbi will say no, Bailim Ba'amira taka is dafka. Because an iser is chal to be chozebo once there's an amira, once there's dibur, there's a taromis if they'll be chozebo. So then, itaka the Shem Sha'ul should be chal then. Bailim Ba'amira is dafka. Aye, be'idin avidatayu. Why do we say that Shasta v'tavcha v'safa mas is dafka be'idin avidatayu? It's not Ba'amira. The answer is be'idin avidatayu. Even there doesn't mean b'shas ma'ase. It means during the Shah yidua, during the Shah kavua. If there's a Shah kavua, then the Ravid says that it's not going to be Ba'alavima before him. It's not going to be Ba'alavima before him.
If he's there.
Doesn't matter if it's before the Shah Kavua, he's there in town. But if it's before the Shah Kavua, it's not going to be Baal Avim Abachal. Why not? Why not? What's the svar of the Ravid? What do you think? What's the svar of the Ravid? I think what the Ravid. Yeah?
Because he has the Esther to back out then?
No, the Ravid assumes that the Dibur Ba'alma, once there's an Isser to back out, then the Shem Sha'ul should be Chal. So why does the Ravid say if there's a Shah Kavua, the Shem Sha'ul is not chal until the Shah Kavua? He was mishabed himself beforehand to work. So if the Ravid holds that once there's a taromes b'dibur, that means that there's an issa to back out. So then there's a Shem Sha'ul, there is a shibud. So why when there's a Shah Kavua does the Ravid say everything is different? I think the answer is when there's a Shah Kavua, the Ravid understands that it's ke'ilu, there's no shibud until the Shah Kavua. He can talk from today until tomorrow. There's no shibud until the Shah Kavua because it's understood that he's not going to be working until the Shah Kavua. So even if there's a shibud, the only time that a shibud creates the Shem Sha'ul is if he's mishtabed to work immediately. He doesn't have to jump out of his seat and go work, but he's mishtabed immediately and it's understood that he's going to go right now. But if he's mishtabed in a way that he's koveya azman later to work, it's understood that the shibud doesn't begin mitchila. The Shibud only begins when the Shah Kavua comes. That's what the Ravid says. That's why Bailim Ba'amira will not apply if there's a Shah Kavua. Because Bailim Ba'amira is only Mishabed the individual if there is no Zman Kavua. Then Ba'amira Ba'alma, he's Mishabed, and from the moment of the Shibud, since there's an Isser to back out at that point in time, from the moment of the Shibud, so then the rule of Bailim is going to apply. But the Ravid apparently assumes that if there's a Shah Kavua, so then maybe the Shibud wasn't Chal. Maybe the Shibud wasn't Chal until the Zman Kavua. Maybe the Ravid would even say that there's no Issa to back out B'dibur Ba'alma in that case. I'm not sure. Right? But maybe the Ravid will say no Shibud has been Chal until the Zman Kavua. So if no Shibud has been Chal until the Zman Kavua, so then the Din of Baal Avimu is not going to kick in. That's perhaps how the Ravid understood. This idea that whenever there's a Zman Kavua, so that can put the brakes on the whole process and it can make it... That according to everyone, the din of Baal Avim is only going to be chal when that Zman Kavua occurs. This is alluded to by the Rishonim in a different sugya. The Gemara Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph comments on the Mishnah on Pei Amid Beis. Mishnah says Shmor li ve'eshmor lecha shom esochem. Mishnah is defining different people with the din of a shom esochem. So one of the examples is Shmar li ve'eshmar lecha. Reuven tell Shimon, you watch for me and I'll watch for you. Tit for tat. So the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, Shom Asacha. They're Shom Asacha. They're not Shmar li ve'eshmar lecha. Each one is they're sort of being paid for each other's watching. So they're not Shom Achim and they're Shom Asacha. You're paying for my watching by watching for me. So in fact, the Gemara... They might be a Shomer Sochar from today until tomorrow, but they should be potter because it's Doch Shmir Bebailim. Because at the same time that Reuven is becoming a Shomer for Shimon, he's also getting Shimon as a Shomer. So it's like Shmira Bevailim. Reuven is accepting to be a Shmira, but he's getting Shimon as a Shmira, as a Shomer as well. So that should be like Baila Vimo. The Bailim are Nishalu, not Nishalu, but they're getting them as a Shomer, so that should be considered Baila Vimo. Va'amai Shmira Bevailim. Amar Rapapa, the Amar Leshmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Malachal Lamacha. Rapapa answers, it's not Stam Shmar Li Ve'esh Malachal, it's Shmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Malachal Lamacha. We're talking about a situation where they agree to watch at different times. Reuven says, you watch me today and I'll watch for you tomorrow. Atkan. That's what the Gemara says. Shmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Malachal Lamacha. That's not a problem of Baila Vimo. And therefore, if it's not a problem of Baila Vimo, then they'll be Chayav. How much are they? Chayav? They're Chayav like a Shomer Sochar. Frak the Ritva, how did the Gemara answer the Kash? It's still by Levimo. Why does it matter, Shmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Malachal Lamacha? Don't we say on Sadi Dalad on the base that Bailim Ba'amira? That the Bailim, the din of Bailavimo is Chal Ba'amira Ba'amma? So here there was an Amira. Shmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Malachal Lamacha. So once there's an Amira, Lachar, the din of Bailavimo should be Chal. The Ritva quotes Taisis. This is Taisis in Bava Basra and that name, Gimel on the base. Hikshu B'Taisis, says the Ritva, how do we solve the problem that it's not Baila Vimo? It's still Baila Vimo. So what did it Shmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Malachal Lamacha? But it's Baila Ba'amir. So Baila Ba'amir should make the din Baila Vimo b'chal. The Tirtzu Zok the Ritva, Taisvus answers. The Hani Mili Shinasin Bailim Shomrim Bamira Kishaomru Lasos Malacho Le'alter Belohav Sokas Malacha Acheres. There's going to be no hefsik, they're going to do the Malacha immediately. Avlim Omru Lasos Malacho Lacha Shah Hoshev Sikhim Malacha Acheres Bein Amir Lemaisa Einanasin Sholem Elamishoshi Aschilab Malacha. The Ritva says that if they were Koveya Omru Lasos Malacho Lacha Shah, they were Koveya to do the Malacha after a certain amount of time, like in that case in the Gemara. The Amar Le Shmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Malachal Lamachar. He said, I'm going to be Shomer for you, but tomorrow. So once he was Koveya Azman Zok the Ritva B'Shem the Balei Taisvis, it's not by Levimo immediately. So even if you'll take the approach that Banav Amira is literal, B'Shas Amira, when the Shiba the Schal, that's only if there's no Sha'okvua. That's what the Ritva is quoting from the Balei Taisvis to explain the Gemara in Pei Aleph. So the Ravid seems to say, the Ravid probably will say the same thing. The Ravid doesn't give this answer to Taisvis Kashi. He doesn't ask Taisvis Kashi. But the Ravid in one daya and the Ran assume that Bailam Bamir is literal, like the Ritva is assuming in his Kasha here on Payal. He assumes that Bailam Bamir is literal, that Bamir Ba'alma, the Bailam becomes Shol. And yet the Gemara says, Be'id Navidatayu, Kishela Bailam Damu, that by Shas Levitavcha, you need Be'id Navidatayu. The Ravid interprets that Be'id Navidatayu over there means during the Shoa Kavua. So how's that going to answer the Kasha? The answer is that the Ravid holds like the Balei Taisvis, that once there's a Shoa Kavua, it's as if the Shibud isn't Chal until the Shoa Kavua comes. It's as if the Shibud is not Chal, so therefore that's an exception to the rule of Baila Ba'amira. It can't be Ba'amira if there's a Shoa Kavua. Amira means when the Shibud is Chal now, B'Shas Amira, and he's going to go now. He doesn't have to go yet. Right? If there's a Baila of Imo, so then immediately the Pur is going to be Chal, even if they're not preparing to go, but they have a Shibud to go now. But if there's a Shoa Kavua and they don't have a Shiva to go now, then the Ravid would hold like the Balei Taisvis, that there's no Bailim Ba'amira. As we'll explain, that means that the Shibud isn't Chal until the Shoa Kavua. Once they make a Shoa Kavua, it's as if the Shibud is not going to be Chal until the Shoa Kavua comes. Yes?
If I say that I'll watch for you tomorrow, why would the Shibud be Chal now? I told you that I'd watch tomorrow. What's the smart to say the other way? Say that it would be Chal right now.
The other way to look at it is that once there's an Amira, you make a deal that you're going to do something. So
yeah,
then there's a Shibud.
It's almost like I'll deny. It's almost like by tomorrow. I'll watch for you tomorrow.
Fakert, it's not a deny. It's that you are saying when it's going to be Chal, that the Malach is going to take place. But the Shibud to do the Malach perhaps is Chal even now. In fact, we weren't sure, even according to the Ravid, what's the din? Can he be Chosovo without Taromas at that point? We suggested, according to the Ravid, maybe he can be Chosovo without Taromas until the Shokvot. Because there's no Shiva that's been Chal. You've been so convinced by the logic that I presented that you think it's such a davar poshut that the Shibud isn't going to be Chal until later. If the Shibud isn't Chal until later, maybe Hitaka could be Chozebo. And there's no Taromas. I'm not convinced that that's true. Right? It could be that the Raavad will say maybe Taromis is a different halacha. But that issue of Taromis points out, right? It just highlights the fact that something does happen to Dibur. You did say something. So the question is, the fact that I said something, even if I won't actually have to do the malacha until later, maybe the fact that I said something that already creates a chalos din shaul. The Raavad perhaps will say that no, it doesn't create a chalos din shaul until the Shah Kavua comes. Right? That could be what the Rishonim are grappling with. But the Raavad will say that the Shibud isn't chal until the Shah Kavua, and that's why whenever there's a Shah Kavua, even if you'll tell me that Baal Amira is literal, Bamira, but that's only Bamira if he's Meshavid himself now to go now. But if he's not Meshavid himself now to go now, it's just to go later. There's a Shah Kavua that he's Meshavid himself to go later. Maybe the Shibud wasn't even chal now. But whether the Shibud was chal now or not, the din by Lavimo, the Shem Shaul is not going to be chal now. The halacha by Lavimo is not going to kick in. Okay, so that could be the answer for the Ran. We should point out that the Ran also interprets Be'id Navidatayo there in the Gemara and the Sari Zayin. Like the Raavad, that there's a Shah Kavua, but the Ran adds a different Nakuda. He adds an extra Nakuda to disagree with the Raavad. There's a little bit of a nuance of difference between the Ran and the Raavad. Fundamentally, the Ran does agree to the Raavad that there is a Shah Kavua, and according to the Ran, the reason why there's no Baal Avimo until the Idna Vidatayu is because of the Shah Kavua. That's why Bamira Ba'alma, when they're Koveya, when they set up the Tanoim of this arrangement, there's going to be no din of Baal Avimo at that point in time because of the Shah Kavua. But the Ran actually has an interesting machlokas with the Raavad. Again, the Ran was troubled with the Havamina, right? What's the chiddush of the Gemara there? What's the chiddush to say? Be'idna v'detayu k'shel v'ra'na. Of course, be'idna v'detayu, that's the din of Baal Avimo. Yeshlomer zokt around the kamashulan b'hani, sha'afilu b'shoa shu mis'asik b'mleches echad mehen, choshiv shelev v'vailim im kulu b'nei masa. Ran says the chiddush of the Idna v'detayu is that once he's working for one, it's like a shelev v'vailim with all of the b'nei ho'ir. L'vi shebali umnios halalu notlan schar kloli mi b'nei ho'ir, l'fikak shu mis'asik im kol echad v'echad mleches kulan hu osa. Says the Ran, these Baalei Melacha have an arrangement with all of the B'nai Ha'ir, so if they're working for one of the B'nai Ha'ir, they're doing landscaping for one guy, they're shaving one guy's head, they're teaching, you know, one set of children or one individual, then it's going to be Shelo V'Balim with all of them. It's interesting. According to the Ran, it sounds like it's not Shelo V'Balim throughout the entire Shah Kavua. The fact that there is a Shah Kavua means that Bamira Ba'alma, it's not going to be by Levimah. Right? The fact that there's a Shah Kavua means that he's not Meshabit himself from the beginning. But the Ran would say that he's not Meshabit himself even once the Shah Kavua comes. Right? According to the Ran, he's not Meshabit himself even once the Shah Kavua comes. Until when? Until he's actually working for one of the B'nai Ha'ir. That's the one difference between the Ran and the Raavad. The Raavad would say throughout the Zman, throughout the Shah Kavua, it's Baal Avimo. Because they have a shibud to do malacha for all of the B'nai Ha'ir, if any of the B'nai Ha'ir are shoal from them at that time, it's going to be she'elah b'bayim. Throughout the entire time. The Ran says, no, she'elah b'bayim is only going to be chal once they start working for one of the individuals of the city. Why? That's such a strange idea. What, they're working for one of them and it's going to be Baal Avimo with the entire city? Why should that be true? So says the Ran, because they're shoal, they're socher for the entire city. They're socher for all of the B'nai Ha'ir. So once they start working for one, it's as if they're working for everyone. They're doing their job. They're doing their job once they start working. Once the barbershop is open, that's the Raavad, but once the barber starts cutting the hair of one of the individuals, once the landscaper starts working for one of the people, once the sofer, once the umna is make his dam for one of them, it's like he's working for the collective B'nai Ha'ir. He's not just working for that guy, he's working for the collective. So if he's working for the collective, then it'll be Baal Avimo with the entire city. So there is one nuance of difference between the Ran and the Raavad. And that is, would you say that it's Baal Avimo with all of the B'nai Ha'ir from the beginning of the Shah Kavua? The Ran says no. It's not from the beginning of the Shah Kavua. It's only when he starts working for one of the B'nai Ha'ir. The Raavad would say no, even from the beginning of the Shah Kavua, because from the beginning of the Shah Kavua, there's a Shibud to do Malacha for all of the B'nai Ha'ir, and that Shibud is going to make the Din of Baal Avimo Bichal. Okay, so this is the Ran and the Raavad, and the nuance of difference between them in terms of the Idna V'detayu, but the answer for Tosfos Kasha is going to be the same according to the Ran and the Raavad. And that is, once there's a Shah Kavua, so then we assume that there's no Baal Avimo beforehand, because the Shibud is not going to be Chal until then. So Bamir Ba'alma, it's not going to be Chal Adin Ba'aladimah. But if there's no Shokfua, then the Ran and the Raven in that one day will say that the rule of Ba'aladimah will be Chal Bamir Ba'alma. Yes, Zach.
But even for the Ran, say the barber example, if he's in the middle of haircuts, in between two different ones, so that was still so barred at that point.
I don't think it makes a difference. I think once he starts
and
working for one...
There are once he starts, there's Ma'akavu or Khan Wabar there. So even if he's not actually doing the job right now, even going to the Ran, it could be Shiloh Barlow.
You know, I don't know. The Ran says, Lefigach shu mis'asek im kol echad ve'echad melechas kulan hu osem. Sounds like when he's mis'asek. It sounds like it's dafka be'idna v'detayim. It's interesting. The Ran has a different pshat here. The Idna v'detayim, according to the Ran, is not halicha l'melacha like Tosfos was saying. It's not like the Raavad during the whole Shoah Kavua. But rather, it's during the Shoah Kavua when he's working for one of them. It almost sounds like the Ran would hold it that once he finishes the first haircut, if he's not doing any work, even though he started the day's work, there's no Bai Levimo. He has to be working for one. Because it's not, we don't look at them as individuals, they're part of a collective, B'nai Ha'ir. So if he's working for one of the B'nai Ha'ir, it's like he's working for the B'nai Ha'ir. So it's Bai Levimo with the B'nai Ha'ir, so to speak.
So what's he used as Zman Kavua then? What's his whole importance of Zman Kavua then?
No, the importance of Zman Kavua. The importance of Zman Kavu, you're saying if you have to be working...
Because there's no Zman Kavu, it's a normal case of doing something for you. That is Zman Kavu, it's not Chal and Amira. It is Chal at only during that Zman Kavu, but...
You're saying if there's no Zman Kavu, so then Ba'amira Ba'alma, the Shibit is going to be Chal. But if there is a Zman Kavu, then the Shibit is not going to be Chal.
Oh, right, that's what we said before, right?
It excludes Amira. The fact that it's Zman Kavu doesn't mean that Shiloh Bayam is Makavua, all that does for the Ran is excludes Amira.
Excludes Amira.
Well, will the Ran say that? That was the Raavad. Does the Ran say that? That if there's no, that is just Amira Ba'alma, then automatically it starts right now?
That was the Ran that said that since there's an Issa to be Chosebo, so therefore Ba'amira Ba'alma is Chal. We put the Ran in that one day of the Raavad together. So I think the Ran does hold of this Man Kavua, but he seems to be fine tuning it. He seems to be saying that you also have to be, that you have to be working for one of them. You have to be working for one of them. Interesting. Rabbi Peretz learns Be'idna V'detayu very simply. A big chiddush. Rabbi Peretz says Be'idna V'detayu means Bizman Amir. Right? The kasha that we started with, how are the Raavad and the Ran going to answer Be'idna V'detayu? Tosis kasha. Rabbi Peretz says the kasha doesn't begin. You have to say Be'idna V'detayu is Lav Dafka.
What is it called?
What?
Whether there's a Kavua time then.
Rabbi Peretz doesn't say. Let's see what the Rabbi Peretz says. Hashola Sapara Bailam Bamira Vin Tomar Vihamina Lakaman Bin Navidatai, Mash Vidafka Bin Navidatai, Ravlo Bin Lo, page 4. Yeshlom Zaka Ravin Operet, Dahi Kama, Dehem Mishubodim Lasa Vimalocha, Afilu Einam Asukim, Karina Beshela Vivailam. Once the Mishubed, so then even if they're not Osuk, it's called Shela Vivailam. Right? He was mishabing himself to start working immediately. Rabbi Peretz seems to be saying that Be'idna V'detayu is Mishas Amira. It's not Be'idna V'detayu B'chlal. That's a big chiddush. That's what he's saying. Hachi kamar dehem mishubadim lasuk b'malacha afilu eina masukim. Mishubadim lasuk. He doesn't say anything about a shoah kavua. You think he means shoah kavua? I don't think so. I think he's saying kevan sheshibed atzmo laso sima shoel miyad. Right. Once he's mishabed himself to work with the shoel, that's called by levimo. Rabbi Peretz is the most extreme sheibed. The Ibn Avidatayu. Once they're mishubed to do avoda, once they make the deal with the B'nai Ha'ir to be the Shaslin, the Tavchim, Safar Mosa, right? Once they, quite a creative reading of the Ibn Avidatayu. Right?
So once
they make the deal to do the Malacha, so then it's called by Levimo. Pile Ploim, Rabbi Peretz. Mamish, a tremendous finish. Yes.
So if he says to him, oh, can you watch my donkey next week? Or can you watch your donkey next week, which I already borrowed, then already from when he says sure, then automatically is considered Baal Avimo?
Rabbeinu Peretz has an interesting line.
Rabbeinu
Peretz, you see, Rabbeinu Peretz has an interesting caveat here. He says, if he's pona lasos melacha acheres, so then it's not going to be Baal Avimo. If he goes to do something else in the interim, it's not going to be Baal Avimo. So
he's always going to do something in the interim.
Stama, yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he accepts upon himself January 1st to do melacha. January 15th is when, you know, if
that's limiting everything he just said.
Yeah, I know, but that's what he's saying. Very strange.
And if you extend this to that saying, well, here will be the start of all kind of violence, and what's the chiddush of the case in Tzadik Zion? Then it's just like normal violence. It starts with the Mira, or...
The Eden Abedatai, what's that chiddush? Saying it's a regular din of Bailavimu at that point, which starts by Mira. Which starts Bamir. No, you can have there are chidushim that you can have. There's a ritva that suggests with Das Rashi. We're going to get to Rashi in a moment. And maybe the chidush of Shaska the Tavcha of Safa Masa is that you would think it's not by Levima with this individual because it's by Levima with a whole collective. So if it's not miyuchah for this individual, it's not going to be by Levima. There are chidushim that you can have in the Gemara of Shaska the Tavcha. Rabbeinu Peretz is a big chiddush. It's not so clear what he's saying. The simple lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz is that he holds mishas samira, that b'idin avidatara really means b'shah that they're mishtabit. Let's say they're taka mishtabit. Let's say they make a deal with the b'nei ha'ir 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're supposed to start at 9, and they don't do anything in the interim. They don't do anything in the interim. They're not actually supposed to start work at 9, but they're just sitting around to wait for the malacha to start. Rabbeinu Peretz presumably would say in that case there would be Baal Avimo. They're not pone to a different malacha.
Would that be, how do you define different malacha? That
getting involved in
being
something.
Hired out something else, or doing anything else?
Doing something else. We're going to talk about cases in just a moment. No, but if they're not doing anything, if they're just sitting around, they're not. I don't think you would say reading the paper is a different malacha. Getting involved in a different process. If they don't get involved in a different process, then maybe we will call it Baal Avimo. Rabbeinu Peretz would say that Mishas Samir is enough. The Ravid would not say like that. The Ravid would say that it's a function of the Shah Kavua. So until the Shah Kavua comes, you can't say it's Baal Avimo. Maybe even the Ran would say that. The Ran would go further and say that it's not just the Shah Kavua, but you have to actually start to work with one of the Bnei Ha'ir. Rabbeinu Peretz is the most extreme. He would say, no, as long as you're not Pona Lasos Malacha Acheres, you're Mishabed, Mishas Samira, and Mishas Samira, there would be a din of Baal Avimo. Rashi is the fourth Shita. Just let me finish the circle. Rashi is the fourth Shita. What does Rashi say on that Gemara of Shas Levetavcha? He doesn't talk about a Shah Kavua. He doesn't talk about Shas Samira. What does Rashi say? Hishela Babaylan Domi, Im Mishahoya Zebim Lachto, Shol Himena Behema Bosa, Shol Mesa Potter. Rashi interprets the Idna Vidatayo Kipshuto. You're doing malacha for one of the Bnei Ha'ir, it's the Idna Vidatayo, so then it'll be Shayla Babylon. That's Rava's statement. Makri Dardiki Shasta Tavcha Vumna Safra Masa Kulu Bidna Vidatayo Kishayla Babylon Damu. You're doing malacha for one of the Bnei Ha'ir, it's Baal Avimo with that Ben Ha'ir. Right? Not like Rabbeinu Peretz that Mishas Shiva. And not like the Ran Dafka when you're that even when you're working for one, it's Baal Avimo with all of them. And not like the Ravid that during the whole Shah Kavua it's Beidna Vidatayu, but rather Kipshuto, that when you're working for this one, it's Beidna Vidatayu with that one, and then it'll be Baal Avimo with that one. So the question is, Taka, what's the Chiddush? It's on that the Ritva writes, the Chiddush is that you're not Miyuchad for one person. You are Meshuvah to all of the Bnei Ha'ir. So you would think that if you're Meshuvah to everyone, even though you're actually working for one of them, but because you're Meshuvah for all of them, you think it's not Miuchad for you, so therefore we can't say Baal Avimo. Kamash Malon, no, if you're working for this guy, then we can say Baal Avimo with this individual. That's what you'd have to say according to Rashi. But the question is, how is Rashi going to interpret the Sugis? If the Idna Vidatayo means Mamish B'Shas Malacha, so how does he interpret Baal and Bamira? So the answer is, that's probably how Tosfos learned the Gemara. And now we come full circle. Right? The Ravid and the Ran assume that Baal and Bamira means Bamira. Shuto kemashmo, Bamira, Mishah that you're Mishtabed. So the Ran and the Ravid who says Bamira that you're Mishtabed Bishas Samira, that's when Baal Avimo is Chal. So according to them, we talk about Avakasha. What does Beit Nevedetayo mean? So we suggested Rabbi Peretz holds Bidin Avidatai was Lav Dafka, means Mishan Samir. But the Ran and the Raivik can explain simply, they can say that that's different because there's a Shoah Kavua there. So because there's a Shoah Kavua, it's as if the Shibud isn't Chal until the Shoah Kavua comes in. But Rashi interpreted that Gemara Bidin Avidatai Kepshuto. It's not Mishan Samir like the Rabbi Peretz, and it's not the Shoah Kavua like the Raivik. But rather it's from the moment that you're working with one of the people. So if it's Bidin Avidatai Mamish, Mishas Maisa, Sataka, the question comes back. How are you going to understand Baal Bamira? So it could be that's exactly how Tosis learned the Sugya on Sadi Zayin. He learned the Kipshuto. So Tosis was troubled. If you understand the Gemara, Bidin Avidatai Kipshuto, then how do you understand Baal Bamira? So that's Mamish what prompted Tosis to say that it's not Bidin Avidatai. Bidin Avidatai was not, is Lav Dafka. It means Bidin Avidatai, but it doesn't mean when they're working itself, but when they're beginning the process of working. That's what that means. B'shas Malacha means Halicha Limalacha, or when the Mezamein themselves to go. That's what Bidin Avidatai means. He has to, you know, he has to fine-tune Shas Malacha a little bit. He has to expand that kind of phrase a little bit. But it basically is B'shas Maisa, B'shas Malacha. That really is what it means. It's just B'shas Malacha. That means when they're getting themselves prepared, or when they're going to the Malacha. But it's Shas Malacha with this particular individual. So Baal Bamir also is the same thing. It's not B'shas Pisuk Malacha, not when you're making the arrangement, but rather when they go to the Malacha, or when the Mizamin themselves to go to the Malacha. These are the different shitas in these two sugyas. What does Bidin Avidatai mean, and what does Baal Bamir mean? Yes?
What
did
Rashi say about Baal Bamir? Rashi says in Bamir that means
Rashi could interpret like Taisus.
But Rashi, yeah, in first Rashi the Gemara, he says
right.
Misha Amar.
Right. Right. That is a very good point. But Rashi will have to interpret like Taisus, because if not, then it's still a stira. You have a stira from the two Rashis.
Could Rashi say there's the chilek between Ashal and Socher, or
I don't think so. You don't find that in the Rishon.
I mean, doesn't the Ravid kind of hint at such a thing that Ashal starts
Still going to need a kinyan b'mashicha, right? You still need the kinyan tikkun mashicha b'shalmei. We were talking about.
That's with animals, it's not with our people.
Uh-huh. So we normally assume haschalas malacha is when everything begins, right? The rule of Paul Yochalach Zabo. The Bailam can't be chosen by him. When can't the Bailam be chosen by him? Right? We had a round with the Machne Ephraim. Once the poil starts the malacha, so then the Bailam can't be chosen by him.
Because there's a chi of money, and the chi of money creates that, but Shal is no real chi of money there. I mean, unless, not his chi of money of him damaging something, but a chi of to pay him.
There's no chi to pay him, but there's but now the Shoel is going to lose out if he doesn't get usage of the item. So that's also a tfiyas mamon. Because now he's not going to get someone else to lend it to him. Maybe he's going to have to pay for it. So there is a tfiyas mamon there if he already agreed and the show started working. So normally haskalas malach is the beginning. What does Rashi say on Sadi Zayin? Im mishaya zeb malachto. Im mishaya zeb malachto sho'al heimena behema ba'osa sho'. Mishaya zeb malachto. He's imo b'malachto. What does it mean imo b'malachto? Imo b'malachto. Sounds like the Yidna Vidatai, we have to be Imo B'malachto Mamsh. So what does Omar mean? I mean, that's really what Tosis is Taka asking. Baal Bamir Rashi is just interpreting the Gemara. He's interpreting the Gemara Kepshuto. But the question is, what does Bamira mean? If you take it literally, say, Mamsh of Astira, that's what Tosis asked. Is it such a far jump to say that Rashi is going to say the same as Tosis? He has to say something.
So if Rashi explains both Gemara's Kepshuto, then why are we picking the Gemara and Sadi Zayin for you, that's the real Peshutta, while the Gemara here is the not real Peshutta, and he's like Tosos. You could say, why can't you?
Well, because on Sadi Zayin, Rashi says, Mishahoya zeb ben malachta. He doesn't say Mishahoma, Mishah nishtabe. He says ben malachta. It sounds like he's working for him. It certainly doesn't sound that he's speaking. But speaking, you could say, speaking means that I've agreed, and I'm starting the process. I'm not there yet, but I'm starting the process.
Why can't you say for Rashi, like the Ran, he says, Kish Amra is like Hasas Malacha. He says it, right? Yeah, so the Ran, the first Ran.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you're saying, take the Rashi on Sadi Dalet as Dafka, Misha Amar is really the key, Amir is the key, and Misha Hayazeb, the Malachta, Rashi on Sadi Zayin, that means that Misha Samira, that's as if you're starting. Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ran, well, what are you saying? The Ran and the Ravid hold that there's a Shah Kavua issue. Rashi doesn't mention anything about a Shah Kavua.
Right, but you could take the same sort of the Ran that he says.
So you're saying Rashi would say Be'idin Avinu Tam means Misha Amar? So I think it's much more mistaken to say that Be'idin Avinu Tam is not Misha Amar, because that's Bishas Malacha. Omar means when he's mishtabe, to go. Right? So it doesn't, you can say that Omar is lav dafka Omar exactly. It means mishas amir. There's a point before the malacha. That's what Omar is coming to tell me. But how can you interpret be'idin avinu tam? The Poshup Shad is not like Rabbeinu Peretz. Poshup Shad is it's not mishas amira. It's something closer to the malacha. So that's why I think it's very mistaber to say that Rashi will hold exactly like Tosfos. Then somewhere in the middle. It's not quite Be'idin Avinu Tam, it's not quite B'Shas Amira, it's somewhere in the middle. It's B'Shas Amira, there's a Shibud, if they go immediately. He's Mishtabed to go, and if they go at the moment that they start to go, then that's when the Din of Bailavim is going to be found. Paisas gives one other Raya to his Yisod. Let's look at what the other Rishonim are going to say about this. What does Paisas say? Well, what's this case that Tosis is talking about? That's another Gemara in Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Hanu Aluye. Okay, what is that? Rashi says it means perfume salesman or detergent salesman, different salesmen. It were these salesmen, the Kol Yoma Va'ofi Lochad Minayim. One of them used to always go and bake for the group. Hahu Yoma Omrule Lochad Minayim Zil Ofila. They asked one guy one day to go bake. Amr Lahu Naturally Glimoy. Watch my cloak and I'll go bake. Ada Asaposhu Bavi Ignuf. In the interim, they were negligent and it got stolen. Also, look how many Rav Papa chayvinu. Amalei Rabbanon, Rav Papa, amai pshia b'baylan hi. The Chachamim asked Rav Papa, why were you machayv? It's pshia b'baylan. It's b'aylavimo because he's going to bake for them when they're watching the gulima. Ichsef. Rav Papa was embarrassed. He didn't know. He thought that they were right. L'sofik loy milsa dahi shayit ha-shichra ha-bakashosi. So then it turns out that one of the ahaluye, this individual who went to bake, he was in the pub. He was drinking at that time that he was nignav. He hadn't gone to do the baking as of yet. So Teisa says, just one second. He hadn't gone to do the baking, but he was still Baila Bamira. He agreed to go do the baking. So if you hold that the din of Baila Bima was Chal Bamira Ba'alma, so Baila Bima should have been Chal. Why did it matter that he wasn't baking as of yet? It still was Baila Bamira. As Teisa's must be that Baila Bamira is Labdafi. It means Bahalicha Lamalacha when the Mizamnin Atzman Lelich. It has to be when they're preparing or when they're actually going to the work. That's what Tosfos says. The problem is, according to the Ran and the one day in the Ravid, you're back to square one. If you hold that Baal Bamira is Dafka, we have to stand on our heads for the sugya of Be'idin Avinu Tam. So what are we going to do over here? Meiri has an interesting comment. Meiri says that case and that Peyal must be a situation where there must have been a Zman Kavua for the Afia. They must have had a certain Zman that they rented the oven to bake the bread. So because there's a Zman Kavua, Zok the Meiri, it's like Shmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Melech HaLamochan. He's invoking that sugya that we mentioned. Meiri says that if there's a Zman Kavua, it's like Shmar Li Hayom Ve'esh Melech HaLamochan, and then there's not going to be any Baal Avimo until later. What's he suggesting? So he's saying that if there's a Zman Kavua, so then until the Zman Kavua comes, there's no Shiva that's come, as we described, according to the Ravid, exactly. That's the Meiri's answer. So far, there are two answers. Either you can say that it's lav davka mishas amir, but rather when they're preparing themselves to go, or when they're actually going, or you can say that maybe there was a zman kavua. To say there's a zman kavua, that's really a big chiddush. A big chiddush to make it ukimta in the gemara that it's a zman kavua. It's a big chiddush. What's the simple answer to that gemara that pe'alef? Not like Tosfos. What's the simple answer for the Ran and the Ravid? If you hold that bailam bamir means bamira mamish, there's a shibud that's chal, and the shem shol is going to be chal then. And the din Baal Avimo is going to be chal as well. So why, in that case, by the perfume salesman, when the one is going to bake the bread, we don't say that there's Baal Avimo, Zach?
Because I'm only chal when you are planning on doing it, but when you go,
he's planning on doing it.
You're planning on drinking after it's a chilly beer.
Maybe he wasn't planning on drinking. doesn't matter whether he was planning or not. It could be that once he's mafsik b'malocha acheres, then the din of Bayi Levim was not going to be chal. Exactly. Rabbeinu Peretz wrote, let's see the Loshon again. Kevin Shiji Biratzma Lasos Mashoil, Miyad, Aval Bishadain, Lohisl Malacha, Kevin Shaino Pone Lasos Malacha, Cheres, Mishas, Amir, Karina, Be Imo, Be Malacha. Excellent note. Rabbeinu Peretz says that you can't be Pone Lasos Malacha, Cheres. The Ritva also said it. The Ritva said, Hani Mili Shanasin Bailim Shomrin Ba Amir, Kishamu Lasos Malacha, La Alta, Beloav Sokas Malacha, Cheres. Avlim Omru Lasos Malacha, Lacha Shah, Oshif, Sigma Malacha, Cheres, Ben Amir, La Maisa, Enanasin Shomrin. He mentioned both points according to the Bali Tosis, right? The Ritva says, first of all, that if they accepted L'Acha Shah, there's a Shah Kavua, then there's no Bali Levimo now. And even if there's no Shah Kavua, if they were Mafsik B'Malacha Acheres, there's also not going to be any Bali Levimo. What's this idea that if there's a Hefsik Malacha, there's no Bali Levimo? I think it's the same Vart. If you have a Shah Kavua, so then the Shibud isn't Chal until the Shah Kavua. Even if you don't have a shock for it, you talk a worm mishtabi now, but if you're mafsik b'malacha acheres, igloi milsa l'mafreya, that the shibud wasn't chal then. The shibud wasn't chal because there's a hefsik between the amira and the actual malacha. It could be as long as there's a hefsik b'malacha acheres, we treat it l'mafreya as if there was no shibud chal until the shas malacha, and that's why it's not going to be ba'al avimu until then. So that really could be the simple answer for the Gemara Daf Peyala. Not like Tosfos, that Bailam Bamir doesn't mean Bamir Bamir Mamish, or rather Bahalichal Malacha when the Mizamnin Leilech, nor that they had a Shah Kvua, the special Kimda that they had a Shah Kvua, but rather you could say Pasha, that even if they didn't have a Shah Kvua, but if they were Mafsik, the guy was Hahi Shait the Shikhrav Ashasi. He was Mafsik B'Malacha Acheres, he was Mafsik in some other activity. It wasn't simply that he was sitting around and doing nothing. He was Mafsik on his way to bake, he was Mafsik to do something else. So once he's mafsik to do something else, maybe we could say that even if the din of Bayi Levimo really should be chal b'shas amir because the shibud is chal then, but if he's mafsik b'malacha acheres, then igloy moslem afer that the shibud wasn't chal then. If he's mafsik b'malacha acheres, then the shibud tak is only going to be chal once the malacha begins.
What's the difference between the ra now and ra and
the ra? Yeah, I was asking something else.
Right, they're all the same then, according to that answer.
They're not the same.
They're all by mira, and they all you can't do part of acheres.
Rabbeinu Peretz would say that by the Shasla, Natavcha, Nesavra, Masa, if they accepted upon themselves, let's say, a half an hour before the Zman is supposed to begin, and they don't go to drink, they don't go to do anything, they're sitting around and waiting. Rabbeinu Peretz would say that would be Bailan Bamira, right? And the others would say no, because the Shakvua hasn't come.